Hello, and welcome to For the Record, our bi-weekly show in which we take one recently released album and take a deep dive into it. You can listen to us every other Thursday at 9:30 a.m. San Francisco time on the world's best internet radio station, BFF.fm, or subscribe to the podcast at ForTheRecordPodcast, all one word, .com. This week we're talking about the debut album from Jasmine 4T called You're the Morning, and it starts out with a song called Kitchen.
Things that I do just to stand close to you in the morning light. Don't even need to hold you tight. You're right, it's enough, cause you see me even by the kitchen sink. Cause you brew the tea through the songs that I played. More than memories made by that silent smile. Cause meanwhile, I know the thirst to drag your lips to curve the thoughts I know well, but sure as hell don't deserve who even made you this way. How could you want this? Is this broken girl full of love with no capacity for romance? Who let you look like this? Be so wise with the same damage. Why do you want me around when all I can do is stand in your kitchen? Oh, well, you know that thing.
Jasmine 4T is styled as Jasmine.4.T and is kind of the band encapsulation of Jasmine Cruikshank, who's a UK artist who has gotten a lot of attention, I think, because of who she is. She's a trans woman. It's an all trans band. Boy Genius produced this record and has kind of lifted her up. And, you know, Phoebe Bridgers does backup singing on some of the songs. And all of that, I think, gets this record more attention. But how I discovered it was a lot of the way that I find new music for the podcast is I'm looking at, you know, the track list of like, what are they playing on KEXP or KLX, and like skimming over reviews that are in publications that I read, and like you see the same names coming up again and again, and so I'll put those on my playlist and listen. And just this album really grabbed me because it's so delicate and beautiful, and there's so much variety, and it's really personal but also gets really big at some points. And so that is what drew me in initially, and I hope that the lore around this album doesn't overshadow the fact that it just sounds really great.
Yeah, there's a ton of backstory, and I'll try to avoid going into that. Go read the interviews. You can find just an amazing story, but let's focus on the music. And I think what's important here is that it is so personal, and I think these stories are very much about her very specific experience, and yet the result of that, to me, is so universal. This just simply drawn with these two acoustic guitars, one in each ear, so very, even though it's so simple, it has a very complicated feel and really dense textures, and this song that is, in its own way, really breakneck, because it's this verse, but it's almost like every line or two, it completely changes gears sonically in this, like, oh, I'm in a new key, I'm in a new key, I'm in a new key again. By the time that I get to what I think is a chorus, it doesn't even feel like one because nothing feels like it's repeating here. And so, and laid under that or over that as this beautiful sentiment of just feeling kind of inadequate of like, look at me. And yet I'm unworthy. I know it's like, I'm not capable of love, but someone is then still accepting me as I am. And so the sort of thing that everyone in this world should be so lucky to have. And unfortunately, just someone like Jasmine 4T is going to have a hard time finding it in this horrible world. Again, we try and avoid just how messed up and how this entire existence of this album is a political statement, but it kind of is.
So the next song we'll play is called Skin on Skin.
Salt and spit. Can you taste my pulse inside your cheek? Praise and pet. Can you drill me in when my legs are weak? Show me the river inside of you as your eyes start to glaze with your warmth.
pairing of songs at the beginning of this record, with the first song so quiet, just the acoustic guitar, and about feelings of like, I don't, you know, am I lovable? I don't know. And to have this second track, which is like accepting the human touch, and that it's accompanied by this song that starts off really quiet. We come out of that first verse and it's still basically acoustic, and then the drums kick in and you're like, oh, this got a little more oomph to it. And then the chorus explodes and you get electric guitars and weird synth effects, and it's so layered and rich and satisfying. It's a fantastic kick here, and it's that electric guitar. Julian Baker, obviously a member of Boy Genius, producing this record, and it's like, I'll step in and do some great guitar work here. So it's a phenomenal band, and I'm just gonna call them all out, because it's, you know, Jasmine Cruikshank, Phoenix Roussimanis on piano and strings, get some lovely string works on a number of these tracks. Eden O'Brien on drums, Emily Abbott on bass. Then they came out to LA to record and got additional members, Vixen's Diary, strange name, bass, Addie Watkins, guitar layers, additional guitar. I mean, we already have so much guitar here. And then Bobby Griska for additional drums. So that's just, it's a really full lineup. And then to have on top of that, the Boy Genius people dropping in, I'll do some vocals, I'll do some guitars. It's just phenomenal here. This song's a blast.
Yeah, this is one of the more conventionally structured songs on the album. And I feel like this is the one that I've like heard the most. And it's just got it takes such a journey. Like all of these songs, I'm going to try to avoid saying that too much, but you know, they start in one place and end up somewhere else. And I love seeing that transformation on all of the songs. But this one in particular, as you said, just like really, it pays off in such a satisfying way.
Yes. And so after this, yeah, really satisfying human skin on skin touch, we go back to, I think, the more emotional side of things, a little less physical side of things on the next track we'll play. It's called Breaking in Reverse.
I'm not initiating anything, but I won't stop it if you start. There's a million black dogs in my head, and they're fighting with my heart. You put your hand upon my shoulder, you said you weren't sure if it was the light. Exactly what you're doing to me. And I told you I'm writing again, and you know exactly what it's about. Two hearts breaking in reverse.
So those are the members of Boy Genius that you hear doing the harmonies in the background. And it's worth mentioning that this album was recorded at the famous Sound City studio in Van Nuys. And this was recorded in the live room, which is like where, you know, the big room where you can play live to tape. And you really feel the bigness of that room, I think, on this song. And it's just another song that really, the lyrics are so evocative and joyful. And you can tell that she's a poet. Like, she's just really great at writing lyrics where every word matters and sketches such a beautiful picture. And I just love how joyful this song is about a new relationship.
Well, yeah, your comment about her being a poet, because it's one of the, when someone says something that you sounds like, oh, how this feels like something that has been something that people have said forever. But I'm like, I don't think have I ever heard the phrase two hearts breaking in reverse. I don't know that I have, but it feels like something that is so essential and true and just really beautiful sentiment. And so, yeah, that sense of someone like, oh, I can really love someone and be loved by someone, and how that just, yeah, that you, yeah, that mending and the world opening up, and this, and the song is sonically, and you get again more Julian Baker guitar solos alongside Jasmine herself playing guitar, and it's just it's such an exciting, magical moment.
And it's another song that mixes that kind of very delicate vocals with, you know, the acoustic guitar finger picking style, and mixed with then these big electric guitar solos and the harmonies in the background. It just really is such a full sound. And I just love the way all of these songs are just really filled out in a way that doesn't feel overstuffed, but just really gives each of them a different feel.
Yeah. And we go into another song that I think is a different kind of romance, but still just a song that swoons, and it's the title track, You Are the Morning.
I dreamed our lips touched for the first time, pressing yours hard down into mine. What a joy to wake in the morning light, just a friend who stayed the night. You're the morning.
This song is so interestingly structured that I have to spend a little bit of time just talking about that, how weird that it is. It starts off and it seems like, oh, there's kind of this verse chorus structure, and then it kicks into a bridge and then a second bridge that mixes up the lyrics a little, and then kind of goes through some more instrumental bits. And then there's like a completely different part that also in another song would feel like the bridge, but we already had a bridge. And then there's two of those with, again, slightly different lyrics. And then the song just ends. And so it never really gets into a rhythm, but it has just such a beautiful, sweet flow with these, again, I call it the romantic violin. Just, I think it's mm-hmm. the combination of these violin, these high strings, and then I think an upright bass giving mm-hmm. it a real earthy bottom. So it's fantastic there. No, I was just going to say that I think Jasmine has talked about working closely, not just on the production, but on the songwriting, and that Lucy Dacus really gave her advice and that told her, like, no, you don't need to repeat yourself. You don't need to have a repeated chorus. Take things away. Like, just keep it simple.
Yeah, she said that Lucy Dacus was really helpful in editing down the lyrics. And I think all of these lyrics are so powerful and do exactly what they need to do. So that sounds like it was a great influence. And I love how this song is so centered on joy. And a lot of this record is, you know, focusing on maybe sad parts of her life. And she talks about how this song is around when she went to stay with a friend after she had just come out and her marriage was ending and she was homeless. And this friend really helped her, like, see this as a new beginning and in a more positive light. And Jasmine has said herself that, you know, she decided to make this the title track because it represents the core sentiments of the record, queer power and hope. And, you know, we have friends who just got matching tattoos that say joy as an act of resistance. And I really see this whole album as kind of embodying that sentiment, because as terrible as it is to be a trans person in America, it is also pretty terrible in the UK. So I think this album is such a statement of, you know, continuing joy.
Yeah. And we have, I think, exploration of those themes of finding community, finding a home where you have to and where you can reach out and people reach out to catch you in the next track, which is a sweeter, simpler, but still in its own way, really powerful track. It's called Best Friend's House.
I just want to be in your house. I don't want to be in my parents' house. I can't even be in my own house. I just want to be in my best friend's house. In my best friend's bed.
This is another song that uses the trick of having these backing vocals come in to really lift it up. And it gives this song in particular such a feeling of community and, you know, the love of a chosen family. And I love the really simple guitar picking instrumentation. It's just really the vocals and the guitar and then the larger vocals coming in.
Well, that great little tambourine texture is pretty nice. But it does just have that sense of friends getting together. And again, that what is so important, that notion of chosen family. And here it's the boys, as she so often refers to them in interviews, all singing along with Becca Mancari, the awesomely named ER Fightmaster, and Claude, who's also on Satisfactory Records.
Yeah, Satisfactory is Phoebe Bridgers' record label.
Yeah, a pun I did not get when I saw it written down. And then very late, I'm like, oh, ha, I get it. but yeah, and then Claude, we actually saw at South by Southwest, did make a huge impression, but is a great part of the family sing-along here. So the next track we'll play is going, swinging way back from these joyful songs of togetherness to some, going through some dark stuff in a pretty big sounding way. It's called Guy Fawkes Tesco Dissociation.
In case you didn't realize that these artists are British, Guy Fawkes and Tesco.
Jasmine Cruikshank described this song as trying to sound a really sinister, upbeat kind of feel. Mm-hmm. And I think she nails it. It sounds so big and kind of triumphant and also kind of deranged, like she's losing it. And the story that it is inspired by is exactly that, like where the fireworks off and fireworks are going off on Guy Fawkes Day, the evening there. And she just kind of lost it and sort of dissociated from her body and to just try and cope with it.
But then the second part of the song is about doing EMDR, which is a eye movement desensitizing treatment that's used for PTSD. And if you've never heard of it, it's like you do these things that alternate from left and right. And so it's the channels are like in the left and right, like Phoebe Bridgers on one side and Jasmine on the other side for the vocals. But anyway, that second verse is all about like, yes, I've been to therapy and like now I'm in the same supermarket and like I'm just fine. And, you know, I'm totally just in the deep freezer looking for food. And and that is the triumph.
Yeah. The little things that you're managing to do. And I do have to call out, the video is hilarious because Phoebe Bridgers appears as a Muppet, but you know, it's Phoebe Bridgers because she's wearing a skeleton shirt. So it's very charming.
But I love the violin on this. It just really amps up the joyful feeling.
Well, I love that. I really describe it as it has that kind of country fiddle feel, as well as we don't hear it a lot on the song and we didn't hear it in the section we played, but there is some banjo, as well as at one point someone, just a sample of someone saying, that banjo's got to go. So it's all a very kind of got these weird kind of country vibe to it, and along with these high, you know, rock sounds. It's really a fun track.
And the drums really, you know, it's more of a like sing-along rock beat. Like all of the instruments are in time with the drums. And so it really like makes you bang your head to it.
Well, yeah. Then when there's nothing in my head but the screaming.
Yeah, that's such a great lyric.
Great sing-along lyric for, I'm sure, a lot of, you know, most
everyone
folks.
Everyone.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I think the number of people who are blessed in life not to have at least moments like that, and some of us are likely to have fewer than others, but very few have none. And those people are
relatable
maybe sociopaths.
So the next song we're going to play is called New Shoes.
I have seen once I was the carriage, I was the seat, I was the shoes and the soles of your feet. I wish you knew I'm here to stay and won't be worn away. And I wish that the next time we meet you'll say, you is you, I is I, and the interface is stable. You is you, I is I, and the interface is the interface. You is you, I is I. Make a family.
So this is an older song that Jasmine had written before she transitioned, and she didn't initially intend to record it, but Lucy and Phoebe both really loved it and kind of pushed her to record it. And it was she said it was a very emotional experience, and you can really hear that in her voice. And I think the way that, you know, in a lot of points in this album, the other people's voices come in to kind of support her vocals and lift her up, I think that performs the same function here in a way that's really lovely.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of powerful metaphor that Lucy Dacus has toured with Jasmine before she transitioned, mm-hmm. and was able to support her. I think was a booster and sort of, I think, advocated for her, mm-hmm. with Phoebe Bridgers. Like, yeah, I think this is, mm-hmm. someone you want to listen to. And it's also going to be having Jasmine as one of the openers for, mm-hmm. her big tour, which sadly isn't coming to the Bay Area,
yeah.
as far as we can tell. And at this point, if it's a little late for them to announce their show. So, oh well. But she's going to be getting that exposure. And so it's Lucy Dacus coming and saying, like, I supported you and thought you were a great artist, mm-hmm. before transitioning, and I think you are after. And this song that you wrote about your spouse as this love song to your spouse, Let's Make a Family, can also kind of, you have changed, you know, you've transitioned, but this song is still a powerful song about, you know, not making a family with this spouse who rejected you, but with the people who don't reject you. And I'm one of those people, and that's so sweet. And if you get so emotional that your voice starts to break down, I'll be the one, I'll come in and just back you up. I'm not going to take over, and I'm a star, but no, I'm backing you up. And that is so fantastic. And this song is really, yeah, kind of a gut punch of a song. And yeah, that it has these dual meanings and has this history, and that she can say, like, yeah, I have this history and it's still valid. But now I'm reclaiming my own song from my former self. Like, it's really amazing.
And this song and the whole album really, really made me think a lot about how much a difference production can make. And I feel like if this was just a self-recorded album with, you know, Jasmine's backing band, it might have come off more kind of acoustic and folky, but the production that's brought in this on like a bigger stage makes all of these songs so much more powerful and have so much more variety and life. And I think that was transformation. I mean, I would love to actually hear how it might have been recorded in a different way, but I think this it does seem like it gives the album so much more power.
Yeah, I am really blown away. This is just this unique voice, both in, you know, what she's singing about and how she sings, but also just literally this voice is so fascinating to me that it is otherworldly and powerful and vulnerable and fierce and scared and literally brave. I mean, she's going to go to Texas for South by Southwest, and I'm terrified for her, but also so impressed by her doing that, and that she'll go. And if those live sets sound anything like this record, it's going to make a lot of fans.
Yeah, and her voice is really treated carefully in the production, and that the raw emotion is preserved, but it doesn't sound, you know, I can think of some vocalists who sound a little bit too raw and it's just not great. You get the prettiness, but also the emotion coming through. And I think that is what drew me to this album the first time I heard it and made me want to listen to it through a few times is just, it's a really powerful voice.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the Phoebe Bridgers starting this record label, you know, you can think like, oh, is this going to be kind of just a vanity project? And, you know, I honestly haven't paid close attention to her label signings. Mm-hmm. And this is the first one where it's like, oh no, you are doing exactly what you should do. You are taking your fame and your influence and turning around and cultivating really powerful new artists. And again, there's the stories, and we just scraped the edge of them. Some of them are really crazy what she went through, but when the art is this good that comes out of it, and this, yeah, I was initially skeptical that this would be a good one to talk about, because I'm like, I don't know, it sounds just kind of weird and different, but the variety, the range of sound, the ones that are quiet, the ones that are big, the use of the different instrumentation and the backing vocals, that she's got these producers backing her up and, you know, in the production and literally playing guitars and singing on these tracks. It makes it just such a home run record, just a remarkable debut.
Yeah. So I'm going to focus on where you said I was right and then say we're going to go out with the last song, which is called Woman. We've been discussing the debut album by Jasmine Forti called You Are the Morning, and you've been listening to For the Record. Thanks so much for listening.
If you've been held by me, you felt my heart bleed through. What do you call woman? A breath of gin, softer skin. Say it's hard when you don't have the language. It's only hard to talk to people like you. 'Cause I know who I am, and I understand that I am in my soul a woman.
This podcast is a proud member of the BFF.fm podcast network. Learn more at podcasts.bff.fm.
BFF.fm, best frequencies forever.